My name is Jeanette Tesmer, and I'm at the Gateway Regional Arts Center. Thank you to Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV. Listen like a local. We're here with Jen and Chris Schautz, and let's do it.
Thank you all.
So welcome back to our third season, second episode, if you will. I'm just calling them episodes now. I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones. Sorry. It's probably copyrighted. Now we're, anyways. But we've kind of evolved this program a lot over the past 3 years, and I've interjected a lot during our Wood Songs coffee house here in the basement. But we're going to do things a little different, where we're going to chat back and forth a little bit, and then I'm just going to let them take off and play. So a couple of things. First, if you don't know, the Gateway Regional Arts Center, we're the giant yellow church on the edge of Main Street in Wilson in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. We've been here. This is our 10th anniversary in the building, and we're super excited to be here and just continue to add on more and more programs. You can find us at grackentucky.org and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all those wonderful things that I know you all already do, because you wouldn't be here tonight if you didn't do those things. Thank you so much to our sponsor of our whole Wood Songs series, Keystone Financial Group. Without them, we would not be able to pay these lovely artists that come through our door, and they believe in doing that, which is wonderful, and it's so amazing to have local people come listening to local music and support that. So not only to the kind of the big players in the house of our corporate sponsors, but the folks like you all that are packed into this basement and listening to live local music. So thank you to everyone involved and all those wonderful people. So for those of you that don't know, the big Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour, I play Michael Jonathan, and I am much funnier and cuter than he is. We've talked about it. He's fine with it. But we're going to have this is such a great opportunity to be able to interview people that are just right in our neighborhood and making amazing music and doing awesome things. So, Jen and Chris, we're going to chat for a minute.
Great.
Do you feel good about that?
I feel great about
okay,
it.
Okay, good. Just to, let's start kind of from the beginning, out of infancy. yeah, we're taking it way back. How did both of you start playing and knowing when you were had the ability to write songs and sing songs and play songs and et cetera?
For me, it was like in, I guess, middle school, high school, back in the 90s.
Like Metallica era?
Metallica, for sure. Like Nirvana. I actually know and listen to Nirvana, you know.
Of course you did.
Yeah, we so did I guess it was 90s. All that, just trying to pick up girls, you know, trying to be, try to do something cool. But no,
it's
I mean,
obviously worked. Yeah. Thanks, Jen. Yeah.
Great. So it kind of started as that for me, just trying to do something. I grew up in a small town in eastern Kentucky in Owsley County, so there wasn't a whole lot to do. So my friends and I would get together and play music on the weekends to keep from getting into trouble. Same thing with college. I kind of played music a lot when I was in college, but I guess when I got out of college, I started taking it a little bit more serious. Had a few bands, and then I kind of started a band, and then it kind of got a little bigger than what we anticipated. And did that for
like
about 10.
The band got bigger, or
yeah,
you
yeah.
got bigger,
no, well,
like
I got
taller.
Bigger. Yeah,
you got taller. The band got bigger. More people wanted us to play.
Yeah, but the band I was in started. We started to travel more and travel around the country, doing things like that for about 10 years, and I was very pleased. You know, I thought it was very successful, considering that we didn't even have any expectation of it being like that. Mm-hmm.
And when you started, there was only like MySpace, right?
Yeah, not even a MySpace.
Not even that.
I did have a MySpace, for sure.
That was its very beginning.
Yeah, for sure. But then that kind of dwindled out, and then Jen and I started kind of writing some songs and playing together, so that kind of took off as well, and I really enjoyed doing that with her. So I try to be a chameleon, where that anything that I do, I try to adapt to the situation. Mm-hmm. So playing different instruments, or maybe different genres of music, or maybe even writing different. This is the first time I've actually wrote a large portion of the songs. That's kind of that's my history. Jen's history is completely different.
Jen, she was not an angsty 90s teenager trying to pick up.
No, I mean, we're only 4 years apart, so there's not a huge difference in that. But I grew up mostly learned to start singing in church. I grew up in Pentecostal church, so both my parents played and sang. They traveled in a bluegrass gospel band, you know, and they played all growing up. And so that's when I really started singing. But I guess I didn't pick up guitar until college, so college years. My parents always wanted me to play when I was younger, but I wasn't interested. I have having a lot more fun doing other things, I guess.
Yeah.
I really wish now, like, looking back, Mom was like, man, I wish I would have started at 9 when Dad wanted me to learn how to play bass in the family band.
I just have this wonderful image of you. I don't know your family at all, but I have a lovely image of you all in a little Partridge Family bus going down the street singing bluegrass songs. Please tell me that's what it was like.
I'll let you think that.
Perfect. Awesome.
But so I guess in college I started picking up guitar and playing a little bit. At that point I also had a four-year-old, so I wasn't playing as much, full-time job, full-time college, full-time child. So it wasn't until Chris and I got together, and he was playing in the string band at the time, and he did that for about 5 or 6 years of us being together before, like he said, things kind of started, you know, dying down with that a little bit. So we decided to pick up and start playing. I used to always try to write a little bit when I was younger, but not until this situation and this band and this album. You know, this is my first album, and it's my first time writing songs and playing them out for people.
This is exciting.
Yeah. So in the last 2 years, that's all I've gotten
tonight. Yeah. So
these are all originals tonight.
When did you all? I always think it's interesting how couples who are musicians are like, one still want to see each other at the end of the day after being in the same house and then playing a gig and then coming back. But really, like, was it music that brought you together, or was it just like, oh, she's cute, or both?
Yeah.
Or
I would say both.
Were you like trying? I mean, like, were you?
Well, no, we were playing music, and that's how we know each other.
Right.
From we first met.
I need to start playing music.
I was on the Thursday Night Live committee when you know, both of us were in other relationships, but we'd hired the string band, and so we knew of each other, and we've been around each other at jams and things like that. And then a good friend of ours kind of brought Chris over and started playing a little bit more. So we knew each other from those times, but we didn't start dating until we hadn't seen each other for a while, and I went to watch the string band play up in Lexington one night, and it was late, and I ended up having to leave because the Kentucky game lasted much longer than it was supposed to. It was like midnight, and I was like, you guys still haven't started?
Because you don't play music when a Kentucky game is on. You take a long break.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm sorry, I'm going home. So anyway, he messaged me on Facebook a day or two later. I was living in Lexington, so he messaged me a day or two later and just said, hey, you know, sorry, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sorry.
You know, let's get together and play some music sometime, I told him. And he said, well, how about Friday? And we got together on Friday.
Rest is history.
Now
but,
you're looking at it.
It was weird because even like when I went to hang out with him, I was like, I don't know, is this like a date? Or is this
or like
just
we're
like
just playing
hanging
music.
Out? Just like
we
hanging
did,
out
we wrote a song. We did write a song that we don't play anymore.
Really
we did write a song.
Well, my story is that she saw me and she fell in love.
Yeah.
And that was
you're
it.
Cute.
But that's in my own.
Actually, I went on the first
date. The Partridge Family.
We went on the first date and I went back into my roommates at the time and I said, guys, I don't know. I said, I just don't think he's my type. It's like, I said, first of all, he's super nice. You know? I said, it just seemed like maybe it's not real. You know? But
do you think that now? Do I look too nice now?
Let's see. 8 years later.
I also like, so for those of you who are just listening to this, Chris is giant. But he wanted to sit on stool to make himself smaller, but I still think he's just as tall on the stool as he is. Oh, no. Now we've unplugged. We made disaster happen. He's still giant, and Jenna's a very tiny little petite human.
We say he's a little too tall, I'm a little too short, but together we're just right.
Isn't that a song from, oh, come on. Y'all help me. Johnny Cash and, like, I'm a little too tall and a little too... No. Am I making this up?
Thinking
Does anybody
Bob
know
Seger
what I'm talking
thing.
About?
A little too tall, can lose a few pounds.
Shoot. All right. I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm just making it up. I'm just making things up here. It's fine. It's late. I worked all day.
Bob Seger and Johnny Cash are
Can you
Cash
just make
really
it
close.
Up? Can yeah. you make up? That's not... That's not the song I'm... I don't think I've ever... No, that's not what I'm... I don't even know. I should do more research before I do these things.
No.
I don't know.
Anyways.
I thought they had a little duet together.
You mean like Jackson?
I don't know.
We got married.
Maybe that's. Yeah, maybe. I thought there was something that was like, I'm a little too this, and you're a little too that, and we're something. I
know lots of songs we could go.
Thank you so much to the audience that thinks I'm crazy, that's not helping me figure out the song I'm thinking of.
What's in your cup there?
It's water. It has water in here. But anybody wants to go to the bar, it's open, and please go see Beth. That's over there. So let's take a little turn from my completely non-researched brain and talk about things that I do know, which is your album. So you said that this is the first time, Jen, that you've written things down, you've recorded them. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about birthing another child, basically?
Yeah, it was scary at first. You know, going into the studio was really scary for me. And I'd been in the studio around the guys recording, you know, the string band had several CDs out, and watched those kind of happen. So I had a little bit of an idea of what it was going to be like, but I was not at all prepared for the amount of time that it takes. You get really to the point where you're like, okay, let's just move on. Can we just move past the song? But we did pretty good. We went into it thinking, let's just go in and get the songs recorded. Because, I mean, I'm fixing to turn 37. And I'm like, I like to have something for my grandkids to listen to. So it's like, let's just go in and get these songs recorded and see how it goes.
You have grandkids coming up soon?
Really? I got a 22-year-old, so.
Well, that's true. Okay, good happen.
It's very possible. I said, please, wait, as long as possible. Don't start as young as I did, for sure. Take some time. But yeah, so it was a little scary, but overall, I'm happy with it. It's different as far as I feel like live, you have the ability to just kind of change things up, maybe play to the tempo or the speed based on the crowd or the situation, to where once you're in the studio, I realize things slow down a whole lot. Yeah. And it's okay, because it's going to be more of a listening crowd when they got the CD in the car, they're hooked up to their phone or whatever it is that's actually going to be listening, rather than being in a loud, noisy bar. So it is good to slow it down a little bit so people can hear the words and the lyrics.
Yeah. And you guys had the full band mm-hmm. on this album, correct?
Bits and pieces. We had some drums on three tracks, four tracks maybe.
Yeah. And we did that because we had thought in the future we might want to add a drummer. Chris might want to play a little electric. Mm-hmm. So we're like, well, let's go ahead and put a few songs on with the drums so someone, you know, if we're looking to book a gig, at least we have something that it shows an example of what it would be like a little bit. And then we have a couple of songs that are just, you know, I have one that's just me and a guitar, and Chris has one that's just him and a guitar. So we have those options.
What I think about when I have listened to your album, which everyone should buy tonight for $10 here, or find them on Spotify, iTunes.
Sure, all those things.
But really just buy them from them, because, you know, that supports them more than anything else. But you all play my favorite genre, which is sad love songs. But even like your up-tempo, like super cute songs are kind of a little sad too. Like there's a little tinge of something in them. Like there's like a really happy, like,
listen like to the lyrics,
tempo,
you're
and you're like,
wait a second.
Oh, they're talking about like being sad or something. But I think I think it's probably within the genre, but two, I mean, do you feel like, I don't know, like, where did that come from? How did that come about? Do you feel that way, that it's kind of, like, beautifully kind of melancholy, you know, upbeat melancholy, if you will?
I think so, because we write differently, because the songs that she sings, she pretty much writes on her own, and the songs that I sing is the songs that I write. So it's kind of separated. Mm-hmm. Earlier you mentioned about how you can separate being husband and wife and then also bandmates. You kind of have to separate that somewhat.
Yeah.
And you would think that we would just sit around every evening and play, you know. But we
that
really,
doesn't happen.
It doesn't.
You mean
no,
you have to
clean
the you
way.
Guys clean the kitchen
we
too?
We live on a farm.
Okay, good.
Lots
as
gets
well,
in the
so.
Way. So yeah, lots of weed eating and working and things like that. So, but to answer your question is that the songs just kind of come out. You know, mm-hmm. I don't. It's just kind of hard to explain. Mm-hmm. But they were all kind of written in one like
a
concept
year.
Album. It's all like in a year of time. It's not like we brought songs in from my high school days that I had written.
Yeah.
So they're all fairly new.
There's only maybe one that had written outside of being out at the farm. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah.
And I think too, as you, I think there's a lot that goes into, not only do you have to write the songs, but then you have to think about how they go in order.
That was tough.
And I mean, it's with any artist of curating your work of, okay, well, I produced this thing. Well, now I have to I have to put them together somehow, you know, but it's kind of beautiful the way that I think that each of these songs kind of set up the next one in a very beautiful way that you probably were hopefully intentional
very
or maybe intentional, non-intentional
yeah.
on. But if you want to speak to that a little bit, that would be great.
Yeah, well, we definitely had tweaked the arrangement of the songs because I want it to be kind of like a story because all the songs in this genre, they are kind of, at the end of the day, they're stories. Mm-hmm. And you want those stories to kind of flow. You want it to be like a nice little curve of dips and valleys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really, really hard actually to figure out what to do. Like,
we
what song
even at one point had considered, should we do an A side and a B side? Like, you know, an A side that's kind of like the lull E minor. Like, I'm very like sad minor chords. Like, I cannot get away from them. Cannot. And Chris is usually more about kind of like the fun upbeat melody, which I guess he gets more from the string band background and the bluegrass background from that, and I grew up a lot just with me and my guitar, so definitely that's where I go to let out my emotions and things that are going on with me. I mean, that's where my diary is.
Yeah.
So, but I always wrote a lot of poetry, and then, like I said, up until this last 2 years, finally started actually trying to write the music and put things down into songs, so... but yeah, so we couldn't decide really because our songs are so different from each other. You know, we were like, man, that's how we ended up with the title track, Gray Space, being that because the way I see it is there is a lot of gray space that you don't really think about, especially with us. And we're both Tauruses as well, so the whole Taurus constellation thing falls into that. And it, mm-hmm. So there's a gray space with that as well. So,
well, so the album is called Gray Space. You can pick it up tonight at the Art Center, find them online. Wherever you get your music listening from. We are here live at the Gateway Regional Arts Center with Pickup Country 104.9 FM, WSKV, like a, listen like a local, and I'm gonna let you guys play it out.
Now I can tell from the look in your eyes intelligence was demised. I for me and alone and be and handsome said. Now all for once I can decide that it's criminal for you to lie. Oh, I for me and alone and be and handsome said. Time. I'm for being alone and being handsome. imbalance of his height. Awful being alone and being insincere. Well, now don't wake me up when the sun goes down. I want to be here. Oh, thank you. Jeff Cox says I should call that one early 19th century, early 20th century historical figures.
That's
Calvin
a really
Coolidge,
easy name.
Abe Lincoln, Martin Van Buren. Jen's going to sing you one right now that is the first song on her album. This one is called Too Late for Lies.
Too late for crying.
Thank you. This next one is called Pretty People, or the way I say it's Purdy.
Purdy. Speaking of being in the studio, that's one thing we kept noticing. I could not, the sound guy in here kept saying, there's something just not hitting right when he comes into that chorus, you know, something in your harmonies that's not right. And come to find out it was because I was saying pretty, and he was saying purdy. So I had to go stand in another room and over again sing purdy people so I could get it in my head so that I would sing it right so we would hit the same spot at the right time.
It is purdy, right?
Tommy had a mule, you know he called him Fred. He worked that mule till Fred fell dead. He came up running with his head in his hands, saying, look at what I've done. Oh, Janie, she worked at that IGA. She drove that Monte Carlo and ran away. She threw it down when she left town, saying, you can have it all. Cause there's more pretty people in this world than you. People would die to live the way you do. So just love who you love and love what you do. Cause tomorrow may not come. Court, we can play some ball. Well, I'm not very good, but hey, I'm pretty tall. I can't dribble, I can't shoot. I'm just looking to have some fun. Oh, back in high school, boys, Jake was the man. He had a girlfriend with this big plastic tan. But now he sits at home and plays Xbox alone. Look at what he's become. Cause there's more pretty people in this world than you. People would die to live the way you do. So just love who you love and love what you do. Cause tomorrow may not come your way. But seriously, with all jokes aside, gotta live together until we die. So don't go around judging me. Just look at what you've become. Cause there's more pretty people in this world than you. People would die to live the way you do. So just love who you love and love what you do. Cause tomorrow may not come.
Thank you.
So I'm going to interject really quick while you guys are changing. We are still looking for sponsors to help us broadcast this. It is a very, very, very low sponsorship fee. We have a plethora of amazing artists still coming up. So we have a wonderful, wonderful sponsor that helps us pay these wonderful, beautiful artists of Keystone Financial Group here in Mount Sterling, but we still need your support to help us to bring it live and in living color to all the people that can't be in our cute little basement for the evening. So if you feel it in your heart or in your soul or in your pocketbook, come and talk to us and we'll make it happen, and your name will be played along the air with all the beautiful people. I'm trying to expand longer, so are you ready? Okay, I'll stop talking now.
Thank you. That was a brand new one right there. I think I might have been, obviously not been playing now on that one too much.
Yeah. Well, Chris has picked up playing a lot of guitar at our shows, but we figured for this it was kind of low key without the drums and everything, so we're just going to stick to mandolin, so I did kind of throw that in there on him.
As well as the next one.
As well as the next one. All right.
This one is entitled Mountain Lullaby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Crazy. It was Donnie and Marie that sang, "I'm a little bit country, he's a little bit rock and roll," and that's the song I was thinking of. Thank you to the internet. I would like to remind everybody that open mic night resumes in May, which is the third Thursday of the month, so we'll have that for the next 3 or 4 months or so. Every first Friday, we like to do things on the first and the third to remember that things happen. So the first Friday of the month, we have a gallery opening. It's called Dual Nature, which seems very appropriate for all the lovely things we're talking about tonight. We have a women's choir concert coming up. And then, of course, we have next Woodsong's Coffee House with Grits and Soul. Anna Klein is in the house, and she is also... not only has she been instrumental in this program and helping us get it here and contacting us with all these wonderful artists, but she is doing her own singer-songwriter camp here at the Art Center this summer. So if you want to learn how to sing and or songwrite, I don't know. We'll see what happens. So find out all of the wonderful activities that are happening at the Gateway Regional Art Center at grackentucky.org, and I'll pass it back to you all.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank 104.9. This station is so important to local artists like us. You guys do a great job of supporting us, and I speak for all, everyone, when we say sincerely from the bottom of our hearts that we thank you for playing our music, playing other people's music.
We always like seeing him as our sound guy when we show up. Yes. All right, we're good. All right, ready?
Expel the demons from your heart.
Thank you. This is the next song is my newest one. I just got finished a couple weeks ago. The working title is Don't Have a Clue. Let that go. We're gonna let it flow down to the Gulf of Mexico. You can see the forest for the trees. Can feel the wind for the breeze. Can hear you sorry for your pleas. And so it goes. Oh, she's got me by a string. She says she likes to hear me sing. I'm gonna buy her a diamond ring. And this life will go on. Stuck out here for days, Lord, need to get away. Take it back to the good old days when this life was so good. But I don't have a clue. I've been lost a time or two. I don't know my way, but who's to say that today? Telling you, man, I gotta let that go. Gets in the way of love from growing old. It reminds me of the song, been in my head too strong. Lord, I want you to sing along, Lottie, Dottie, Dottie, Dottie. Song for you. We appreciate you guys. It's been such an awesome audience for us, and we appreciate the Gateway Arts Regional Arts Center for having us. Yeah, close enough. Gateway Regional Arts Center. Yeah. Right? Okay.
This is called Me Oh My. Have a wonderful day. You guys have a great evening.
Can't see the kitchen for the screen door. Well, I've been in the trenches, I've been in the ditches, smack dab in the middle of you. But I ain't never been so downhearted. Well, I guess I can name a few. And the story goes, oh me, oh my, hope you find a wonderful day. Well, oh me, oh my, hope you find yourself a wonderful day. my mind has been erased by our habits of endless taste. I can't be naughty for being nice. There's worse things in this world. You can be like a lost prophecy without the wannabes, crying in the breeze as lonesome as to be. You wanna be with me, then sing. Oh me, oh my, I hope you'll find yourself a wonderful day. Well, oh me, oh my, I hope you'll find yourself a wonderful day. Well, oh me, oh my, a wonderful day.
Thank you all.
Chris and Jen Schaus, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you guys very much.
That includes our second installment of Woodsongs Coffee House here at the Gateway Regional Arts Center. If you don't see live music, you would not know that these two smile the entire time they play their songs. And you can hear it in their music. So be sure to buy local music, see local music, and support local music. We're here with Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV. Listen like a local. Back to you.